And joining us now is Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California. He's the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Schiff, welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be with you.
And you were actually briefed on this raid before it happened. Did you have concerns about it?
Well, the briefing before was very abbreviated, really just given a heads up about what was about to take place. The questions that I've raised since the raid, and hats off to the Delta Force personnel involved in a really courageous effort and a successful one, is there were very considerable risks here. If one of our people were captured and killed, you can imagine what the potential for escalation would be. And I think we have to make sure that we ask the tough questions, even when raids are successful, that we would ask if they weren't. And that is, do those risks, are they nonetheless outweighed by the intelligence that we hope to gain? We're exploiting the materials that we got. They're very substantial materials, and it may very well prove to be worthwhile. But I'm going to reserve judgment until we see just what we've got.
But in general, would you say that it is a good idea for the U.S. to be sending special forces into Iraq and Syria, even though the president has said he doesn't want boots on the ground? Now, as we just heard a minute ago, he did make an exception for a case like this. But do the rewards outweigh the risks, especially with concerns about the U.S. getting more and more involved in this fight against ISIS?
I think the rewards have to be very considerable to be worth the risk. So if we're going after a very high-value target, or we're going after a target that possesses really keen intelligence that can help us in very significant ways, it may very well be warranted, and that certainly could be the case here. But we do have to think about just the potential for things going wrong and what that would mean. We saw with such a horror what ISIS did to that Jordanian pilot that they burned alive. And you can imagine what the reaction would be in the United States if we had a similar calamity. So I think we do have to be careful. It was a bold call by the president. It may very well prove to be the right call, depending on what we ascertain from the intelligence. And it's important, too, to determine what did we think we were going to obtain, because the fact that we may not have gotten everything we wanted shouldn't mean that necessarily it was the wrong call. But I think we need to look at both the expectations and the reality of what we were able to get here.
Of course, this operation did not happen in a vacuum. It's happening just as ISIS has taken control of Ramadi in Iraq. Do you believe that the U.S. should get involved in retaking Ramadi from ISIS?
I think the loss of Ramadi is a serious setback, and I don't think we should sugarcoat it. It's part of the story we've seen in the war in Iraq, and that is it's been a seesaw phenomenon. I think on the whole, we have shrunk the territory that ISIS controls, but nonetheless, they remain a very potent fighting force. But I think, notwithstanding the seriousness of the setback, we have to be careful that we don't draw the wrong conclusion. And I think the wrong conclusion is that the answer is sending in American boots on the ground. The right answer, I think, is we have to do more to press the Iraqis to make the Sunnis a real part of the military, a real part of the governance, a real part of the country, because right now what has driven the Sunni tribes into the arms of ISIS is feeling that they're marginalized, feeling that they're at risk from the Shia militias. And now the other wrong answer, drawing on these Iranian-backed Shia militias to come and try to liberate these Sunni areas, that risks a strategic loss, even as we try to get a tactical gain.
That's Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.